Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Yandex has shown impressive growth in 2016. SoundCloud is to introduce programmatic audio ads, and m-commerce sales are set to double in the Asia-Pacific region before 2020. Yandex has released its 2016 financial results for the full year and for Q4. It was reported that the company made revenues of $1.2 billion over the course of 2016, a 27% increase on the previous year, which helped Q4 revenues increase by 22% over Q4 2015. However, the company saw its net income decline over the course of last year, with annual profits down 30% on 2015 at $111 million. This was impacted by Q4 results, which saw net income fall by 57%. Focusing on the positives, Arkady Volozh, CEO of Yandex, said that its 2016 growth was driven by improving macro conditions and continued innovation across technology stacks. He also added that Yandex.Taxi saw success with an increase of 452% in December of 2016 compared to the same month in 2015. By the end of 2017, the company expects its revenue to have grown by between 16 and 19% compared to last year. SoundCloud is to introduce programmatic advertising to its audio platform in partnership with Rubicon Project. Rubicon Project called the audio ads an important component for how we talk to users in the future. The service will use targeting to reach its 175 million users in the US, UK, Ireland, France, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Germany. The use of programmatic on audio services is becoming more and more popular, with Pandora and Spotify recently implementing the technology, as it often leads to higher engagement than visual ads since listeners can't listen to something else at the same time. SoundCloud said that it was making it easier than ever for advertisers to share their messages with the right person at precisely the right time. Mobile sales in the Asia-Pacific region are expected to almost double before 2020 and hit the $1 trillion US milestone. The industry was worth $539 billion in 2016, with almost a third of all mobile sales being made by clothing. The report by Forrester that predicted this growth also forecasts that China will become the first individual nation to reach the $1 trillion milestone during the same period. Satish Mina said in the report that the growth would be caused by the increased adoption of smartphones and tablets, as well as the development of 3G networks and the falling cost of mobile devices. FinTech experts in China and Hong Kong have called for increased regulations in the industry to keep up with advancing technology. Whilst the industry is growing in China, where services such as WeChat Wallet and Alipay lead the way in digital payments, the lack of a regulatory system has led to a rise in scammers using FinTech. This includes Yizhubao, a P2P platform who received over $7 billion by scamming other users with fake investment opportunities. Lawrence Yu from investment platform Shulaibao said that more reasonable regulations would be welcomed. He said that everything is fair when the rules are enforced and that a clear, reasonable regulatory body would ensure that credible companies had a chance to succeed. And finally, Google has said that it has made a breakthrough with its balloon-based internet connectivity development, Project Loon. The plan is for the company to provide internet access to the world's most rural and unconnected areas. Researchers working with the team have now said that the network's launch has been brought years closer. Project leader Astro Teller told the press that instead of each balloon focusing on a particular region, they would move around the Earth as a network using weather prediction systems to avoid storms. He said that real people would be able to use the system relatively soon after experiments had taken place to give service to a location with 10, 20 or 30 balloons, as opposed to hundreds previously used in tests. This comes some months after Facebook drastically slowed development on its own internet supply idea, which involved circling drones above rural areas. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.